Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Followed, your daily dose of reality in a world obsessed with online perfection. I'm Novalane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the treacherous but oh-so-tempting landscape of social media. Ever feel like you're scrolling through an endless vortex of carefully curated lives? Like you're constantly comparing yourself to highlights reels instead of actually living your own life? Well, you're not alone. We've all been there, glued to our screens, endlessly refreshing for that dopamine hit, that fleeting sense of connection. Today, we're diving deep into the psychology behind this social media addiction and figuring out how to break free from its grasp. Because trust me, real life is way more exciting than any filter could ever capture. First things first, let's talk about the sneaky algorithms. They're designed to keep you hooked, serving up content tailored to your every click and scroll. They know exactly what triggers your cravings, whether it's outrage-inducing news, perfectly staged travel pics, or endless cat videos. It's like they've got a personal file on your deepest desires and insecurities, and they're expertly playing those strings. You know that feeling when you just can't stop scrolling? That's the algorithm working its magic. Next up, let's address the elephant in the room, FOMO, or the fear of missing out. Social media feeds us a constant stream of experiences, creating this illusion that everyone else is living their best lives. It triggers anxiety and makes you feel like you need to be constantly on to keep up with the Joneses or whoever those insta-famous influencers might be. Remember, what you see online isn't necessarily real life, it's carefully curated snippets designed to make others appear happier, more successful, or more exciting. Now, let's talk about the comparison game. We all do it, even if we try to deny it. We compare our behind-the-scenes reality with other people's highlight reels, and it rarely ends well. Remember, social media is a platform for showcasing the best versions of ourselves, not necessarily the most authentic ones. Comparing your journey to someone else's curated path is like comparing apples and oranges. You're on different journeys with unique challenges and triumphs. The power of validation is another big player in this game. We crave that little dopamine rush from likes, comments, and shares. It feels good, right? But here's the catch. It can quickly become addictive. We start seeking external validation instead of finding self-worth within ourselves. You are worthy regardless of how many thumbs up your post receives. So, how do we break free from this cycle? Well, the first step is awareness. Recognizing that you're addicted to social media and understanding the psychology behind it is crucial. Then, it's about setting boundaries. Decide how much time you want to spend on these platforms and stick to it. Delete those tempting apps from your phone, or at least move them out of easy reach. Find alternative activities that bring you joy: reading a book, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face. Remember, real life is happening outside the screen. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, scrolling endlessly through Instagram and feeling increasingly dissatisfied with her own life. One day, she realized that she was missing out on real-life experiences because she was too busy comparing herself to others online. So, she decided to take a break from social media for a week. During that week, she went for walks in nature, reconnected with old friends, and started pursuing her hobbies again. By the end of the week, she felt happier, more grounded, and less anxious. She realized that she didn't need to live through a screen, she could create a fulfilling life offline too. The power to reclaim your time and attention is in your hands. You can choose to be a conscious consumer of social media, or you can choose to break free from its grip and live a more authentic, fulfilling life. Unfollow the negativity, unfollow the comparisons, and follow what truly matters: your own well-being and happiness. Remember, real life is waiting for you beyond the screen. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with social media? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Unfollowed for daily doses of reality and inspiration. Until next time, stay true to yourselves and remember, unfollowing isn't just about deleting apps, it's about reclaiming your mind and living a life that truly matters. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.